Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I want to connect with gubernatorial candidate and former Speaker of the House, Paul Renner. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
Thanks for coming on the show. I just saw a very compelling little video snippet of you talking about immediate action on property taxes, but he's talking about it coming up to be voted on and constitutional change and all this. But you're saying, hey, you could have a special session and roll back property taxes. Tell us about that.
Well, it's time for less talk and more action, and that's kind of what guided me as Speaker of the House. Fewer interviews and getting more big legislation done. And so while the governor has correctly called for a reduction of property taxes, we haven't made the progress we need, and we can see tax cuts right now. And the problem is, while we've been talking about it, our taxes went up in 2025. They're going back up again in 2026 come January, which is why there's an urgency to go in and do this now. And I can tell you, this is not a 1,000-page, big, beautiful bill. It's like a 2-page bill just to roll them back to 2024 levels. If you want to know what you're going to save, look at your 2024 bill. And so this will guarantee there's no tax increases next year, because those are coming. Because remember, all these other proposals for elimination of homestead, increased exemptions, they have to go to the ballot next November, have to go in the Constitution, and we won't feel those until the November 2027 tax bill. And wow, that's simply too long. So it's not an either or, it's a both.
Yeah, that makes sense to me that you're ready to take immediate action. What is the feedback that you're getting so far from the House and Senate in Tallahassee?
Well, I haven't heard from the House and Senate, but I've heard from voters, and they love it. Because again, we are guaranteed a tax increase come January, absent this happening. And also the rollback, what I'm calling the renter rollback, will guarantee tax relief. And then they can continue down the path of finding a single plan. I agree with the governor, there needs to be one plan. It's got to pass by a supermajority in House and Senate to even get on the ballot. And if that doesn't happen, this rollback guarantees that in the meantime, we'll be getting savings at that 2024 level. And look, they can go to 2023 if they want. But I think, you know, the easiest thing to do is go to 2024. That way, nobody can complain. We don't have to replace it with any other taxes or anything like that. And local governments can continue to fund public safety, education, infrastructure, that type of thing without any trouble. And while we look at the broader reforms, such as the governor's discussed, of eliminating homestead property taxes or some alternative.
Well, look, and we just had a conversation literally an hour ago with the CFO, Blazin Golia, who went to like 11 different municipalities throughout the state and just in very cursory, quick visits, uncovered well over $1 billion in absolute waste. And so here's my fear for the long term. How are you going to hold feet to the fire of these municipalities? Because if you take back any of the property taxes or all of them in the future, they're going to be looking for other revenue streams. And that's what bothers me is, you know, all the additional fees or taxes they'll attempt to put on their the folks that live in their communities.
It's a great question, and we address this in our Florida First Affordability Plan. It's on our website, voterenter.com. And the issue is this: government should never grow faster than our incomes can afford. And that's exactly what's happened. Property taxes are up twice as fast as income. So government, you know, can legitimately grow as population grows. There's more people to serve as our incomes grow. But if they go outside that band, my plan requires a two-thirds supermajority vote of the city council or county commission. And in addition, the voters get the last say at the next election. So if at the next election, the voters can thumbs up or thumbs down that increase, if they go beyond that range, because that's exactly what's happening right now. We're well beyond population and people's incomes to keep up. And it's really been double that. And so we need to bring that back in. And to your point, we can't, you know, fix it today and they just find another way, 10 different other taxes to raise to get back to the same level. We need to make sure they stay within our means and live within the same means we live within, which is our incomes. And so this is the main problem. And this is true for insurance. It's true for healthcare. People are really suffering from an affordability standpoint. And I'm the only candidate for governor that's got a plan to address it.
Yeah, homeowners insurance has been a big deal for a long time in Florida. Difficulty getting it. Some of the things that they put in there. Oh, you know, how old is your roof? And impossible to sell a house, a roof that's aged more than 5 years or something like that. Have we addressed those effectively? Is the legislature, you think, done with this, or as governor, you would address these issues, especially with homeowners and car owners insurance?
Well, both. So I was the Speaker of the House when this was done right after the election in 2022. Back to my point about less talk and more action. 3 weeks later, we went into a special session and we addressed the litigation abuse that was rampant in the state of Florida. And we did the same thing in the main session on tort reform generally. We had double-digit increases, as you'll remember, people leaving the state, going out of business, dropping people's coverage, you know, abruptly. We have gotten rid of the crisis. We've leveled out. There's over 100 insurers, according to the Office of Insurance Regulation, that have filed for no increase this year or even a decrease in homeowners' rates. And so if you're seeing any kind of increase, you really ought to shop it around. But we have started to bend that down. Now, there's more to do. We need to do home hardening. We need to stay the course on our reform. So as governor, I was the guy, you know, a speaker that helped build that reform right after I got elected as speaker in 2022. We'll do the same. And in auto, it's even better news. In those reforms, we see absolute decreases. State Farm, I think, is coming in with another 10% decrease in January for a total of 20%. So for sure, if your automobile insurance has not gone down, you definitely need to shop that around because it's going down only in the state of Florida. 49 states are all going up. Only Florida is going down as a result of our reform. So again, less talk, more action. These things can be solved if people are willing to solve them.
I would imagine that you feel strongly about law enforcement, first responders, that is key to funding public safety. And again, I guess my question goes back to, you know, if we roll back these taxes and that municipalities, they love to threaten you with, oh, well, if you don't pass this tax or you don't do this, you know, there's going to be less law enforcement and firefighters and all that. They always use it as kind of a threat. I'm concerned that it could impact public safety. What are your thoughts on that and how to keep, you know, public safety strong in the state?
Well, first of all, the rollback. So we've seen double-digit increases every year in our taxes. And like I said, they went up in 25. They're going to go up again in 26 unless we do this rollback. They can afford a 10% cut, no replacement, no increases in other taxes. If you go to full elimination of all homestead property taxes, that's when you start talking about real effects on public safety, education, infrastructure. And so we have to look at that. We have to look. Every county's different. There's some counties that can manage that without trouble. Some cannot. I mean, there's some counties that every penny of their property taxes goes to law enforcement, to the sheriff's office. And so we don't want to be defunding the police either. And so my plan calls for counties to have to certify public safety first, that they've budgeted for that core function of government before they do the other things. We want to get rid of the things that Blaze has identified, the waste, fraud, and abuse. while maintaining core government services. And so there's a way to do it. If we go towards elimination, full elimination on homestead, you're likely going to have some replacements. I'd rather that be things that tourists and others pay, but there may have to be, you know, some other taxes there to make up that gap, but not a full replacement, and to be clear. And so we'll look at that. If they can't get it done in 2026, they got to pass it by a supermajority, put it on the ballot next year. It's got to pass by 60%. If they don't get it done in 26, I pledge as governor to put up a plan that would do just that in 28. But let's hope we don't get there. Let's hope we can get it done in 26. But regardless, the rollback guarantees no tax increase, and it guarantees a tax cut for everyone, not just homestead, but renters, small businesses. Everybody under my plan would get an immediate tax cut and no tax increase in 2026. And that is fundamental to this conversation about reform.
Yeah. I mean, dealing with it immediately, I think makes that sounds great to property taxpayers right now. And Paul Renner, candidate for governor and former Speaker of the House, we wish you the best. For people who would like more information about the campaign, go to VoteRenner.com. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.